Love the story of Joseph, one of my favourites in the Bible. Joseph's one of my favourite characters. And actually, if you look at the Bible, there's a lot of coverage on the Joseph story. I think you get something like 13 chapters in the Bible, which is an awful lot for one character. So Joseph is a very special character. And I was thinking, what is it that's so special about Joseph? And as I thought about that, we actually had it in the story that Heather read out. Joseph is one of those characters in the Bible that points us forward to one who is to come, who's a bit like him in lots of ways, but then different in other ways, to a true and better Joseph who's to come, one greater than Joseph who was going to come. And somebody has actually tried to look at the ways that Joseph's story points us forward to Jesus. And they've come up with over 100 parallels between the Joseph story and what happened with Jesus. It's an astonishing number. And that's Arthur Pink in his book, Gleanings in Genesis. So we maybe have already thought about some of them that we've had so far. So Joseph is the well-beloved son of his father. Jesus is the well-beloved son of God, his father. Joseph is a shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. Joseph is sold into slavery. Jesus is betrayed by his brothers for pieces of silver as well. Joseph is a refugee in Egypt. Jesus, too, with his family, becomes a refugee in Egypt. As you think about the story and you go through it, there's lots and lots of parallels. Really interesting. As if whoever was writing the Bible was helping us look forward to the one who is to come. And how all Scripture points us to Jesus, God's Son. One particular passage reminds me of this, and it's when Joseph has been bought as a slave by Potiphar, remember in the quiz? But this is why Joseph was able to do what he did and to carry on faithfully. Verse 2 of Genesis 39 says this: "The Lord was with Joseph, and he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned." And that reminded me of all we know about Jesus' childhood, apart from when he was 12. When Jesus was 12, he was in the temple, and he was asking questions of the religious leaders, and they couldn't believe how much knowledge he had for a 12-year-old. And then his parents lost him, and he stayed there. And eventually they came back and found him. But we don't know anything else about what happened between Jesus, the age of 12, and the age of 30. 30 was also the age that Joseph started his work in Egypt, interestingly. But all the Bible says about Jesus growing up was he grew in wisdom and stature, in favor with God and with people. And that's true about Joseph as well. He grew in wisdom and stature. So that at the end of his life, he could look back and see how God's hand was in it all. That God, who knew better than I, better than he did, was able to bring good out of the story. And it was for the saving of lives that Joseph had to go to Egypt. And it was for the saving of lives that even though bad things happened to Jesus, when he hung on the cross, he's able to be the saviour of us all. But Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, in favour with God and with people. One of our themes for this year is growth. And it seems to me that just as Jesus grew, so we need to be growing in our relationship with God, just as Joseph grew in his relationship with God. And if we're going to grow, we need food. And the food that we have is God's Word, the Bible. You're going to be given a little memory verse now to take away with you. But I'll just read it out now. It's from 1 Peter 2, verse 2, and it says, "Be like newborn babies who are thirsty for the pure spiritual milk that will help you grow and be saved." Newborn babies can get really, really hungry, really desperate for food. And it's saying in the same way, be desperate for food from God's word that you can grow. So if you'd like to be giving out those round the tables, thank you, helpers. So everybody gets one of these. And then we need to be thinking about how can we, this year, in this theme of growth, how can we be feeding on God's word, day by day? You wouldn't just have a meal on a Sunday and expect that to last you through the week. We need regular meals through the day. three times a day. How can we regularly get into God's word and feed on it and grow as a result of doing that? That's the challenge for you to think about. As well as your homework, to find 100 references in the story of Joseph to Jesus, think about how you can grow through reading God's word, studying God's word, memorizing God's word, discussing God's word. We heard about a small group, Colin was saying, discussing it with other Christians, listening to it. There's different ways that we can take God's word in as our spiritual food.